A powerful storm continues to lash the west coast of Alaska. So far, no casualties reported. Damages are mounting. The wind is peeling roofs off of homes in Nome. Residents battled winds gusting to 60 miles an hour last night. Incident Command says several roofs have been compromised. Pieces of tin are blowing around in 50-mile-an-hour wind. Water and debris sprayed over the seawall, along with a 2-foot-diameter log that made it onto the street. Overnight Incident Commander Charlie Lean says the 7.5-foot surge, combined with wave action, led to standing water on River Street, along with debris on Front Street.
There is rocks and logs flying up on the road from where the houses end on the ocean side of Front Street, and there are fist-sized rocks on the road. Then down on River Street, it's mostly spray coming up over the breakwater and settling in the low spots there.
According to State Emergency Services and the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, there are a number of power outages, including parts of Tununuk and a large part of Hooper Bay. Residents of the east side of Nome are without electricity. Utility crews have been out early this morning, but high winds can make it difficult or unsafe at times to deal with repairs. There will be more concerns as the storm passes through and the wind directions change. This is when the eroding coastal village of Shishmaref could get hit again. In Nome, Charlie Lean says a big concern will come when ice begins being pushed ashore.
Currently, the wind has been in a southeasterly nature, and we're thinking it's going to go more southerly. When that happens, we anticipate more swell in the inner boat harbor and breaking ice, and we think that will put Prospect Place or the western side of Belmont Point at risk.
Lean explains the ice is slushy at the point of wave contact and then becomes stronger as you go inland.
The swell continues through the ice and will launch those chunks of ice up onto the road or against any object like a boat or anything that's near the water's edge.
The coastal flood warning for the Nome area doesn't expire until 6 tomorrow morning. In Kotzebue, they remain under a blizzard warning until late tonight. In Nome, winds could still gust to 70 this morning, but should settle this afternoon.